You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Friday morning often means long time, first time, and that's the case today. We have jammed phone lines with people who want to chat, and none of these people have ever called us before. Derek, why have you never called us before?
Most of the time, it's because I've got a client in my car. I'm a chauffeur in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think it would be bad form to be chauffeuring somebody around and talking to your boys in the morning? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's against company policy. But it's not safe either.
No, it's not. You don't want to be distracted.
Well, hands-free. You know, besides, they don't have anything interesting to talk about. Who's the most interesting person you've ever chauffeured around?
Robin Williams? The actor.
Mrs. Doubtfire?
Did you really?
Yep. Yeah, I used to drive him when I lived in California.
I bet that was a hoot, huh?
He was a lot of fun, yep. I didn't realize it. I met him in Napa, in the little town, and we just kind of hit it off. He found out that on my spare time I did driving, and said, well, I need somebody local because, you know, I live in the Bay Area. And I said, I didn't know that, but let's do it.
That was
a long time ago.
Yeah, that's very cool, man.
I'll be darned.
That's great.
Well, I like to hear that you say he was a very nice man. That makes me feel. Because sometimes you get stories, you know, where they're like, oh, yeah, this is this celebrity, but they turn out to be real jerk stores, you know. So that makes me feel good.
It is unfortunate. There are just one or two out there. Luckily enough, I've only ever met one, and I will never drive that person again.
Well, now I got to kind of know.
Are you going to tell us? No, we better not.
I probably shouldn't. Do you know what movie?
I can't tell you who it is.
No, you can't.
I'm allowed to tell you about Robin Williams because he unfortunately passed away, so I'm not, you know.
Plus, you were only saying wonderful things.
Yeah, it was all positive.
What brought you to Colorado?
I moved here from Napa, California 20 years ago to stay near my kids, and I've been a single dad of my kids for 11 years.
What are your kids into these days? What are they doing? Are they all growed up?
I've got two 21-year-olds. One is in her final year of college up in down in Colorado Springs for mechanical engineering. Her twin brother is he's in the workforce. He just wants to work. And then I've got a younger daughter that's 19 and a half, and she's talking about joining the EMT groups and joining the fire department.
Well, Derek, it sounds like you have some bright kids, man.
Yeah.
Well done, sir.
They're great. They make my heart beat. Without them, I'd be nothing. So I'd just be the transporter.
Well,
right.
You absolutely make our day by listening and giving us a call. We appreciate you finally calling us after all these years. Do you have a question for us, or are you good to go?
No, I just want to tell you how much I appreciate you guys, and there's a lot of love. I know you make a lot of people really happy out there, and when I do get a chance to listen to you, it just makes my morning when I'm up in the Denver area. So
well,
thank you.
This call made our morning, so thank
you,
Derek.
You're a very nice man.
You're a good dude.
Before we let you go, I have to say you're probably one of the scariest chauffeurs, though, because I would imagine you scare the hell out of everybody because you're always driving on the left side of the road, right?
Oh boy,
and that's just
and the wrong side of the car.
Derek, have a great day, buddy. All right.
You guys take care. Thanks
See you, Derek.
Very much for your entertainment.
Thanks,
we appreciate
buddy.
You.
Be safe, man.
That's funny.
Look at you coming in hot with the dad jokes.
He appreciated it.
He did. He's like, right on.
Here's Lonnie, who's up next. Hi, Lonnie. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Happy Friday, boys.
Well,
you
thank you,
well.
Lonnie. You doing anything fun this weekend?
Well, I've got to work a half day tomorrow and then helping my husband paint our oldest son's house. He's remodeling his house for him.
Ooh, paint fumes. Awesome. That'll be fun.
So he's kind of gone like all Tom Sawyer on you, and he's like fooled you into painting his house for him, huh?
Something like that, yes.
Well, that's good. How long you been listening to the show, Lonnie?
I've been listening probably for about the last 8 years. And then when I came home to work from home, I've been listening to you every day that I work.
That's awesome. Oh, that's Are you doing it like sweet. On an Alexa device or your app, or how you doing it?
You know what? On an old school.
Oh, you got it. What? What? Look at me trying to be all high tech. Yeah, I have a clock radio that I listen to you on. What?
It is, and it is a clock radio.
You know, it's funny that, like, you know, this is what I do for my living and everything, and I don't think I have a radio, like an actual radio at my house. I listen through my Alexa. Isn't that weird? That's kind of weird to think about. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what's on your mind today, Lonnie? Anything you wanted to say, or are you good to go?
You know, I just want to give a big shout out to my husband. You know, sometimes we don't appreciate our spouses enough, and we don't thank them for everything that they do. My husband is absolutely amazing. He's been a firefighter for the last 26 years, and we've been married for 33 years, and he is just the most incredible spouse person that I could ever ask to be.
He's
with.
A big old hunk of a man, isn't he?
Hmm. Yeah. Well, before I let you go, you got to tell us this. Where'd you meet that guy?
It was a blind date.
Oh. Where? Where'd you go? What did you do on the blind date?
We went out and had dinner. He brought me a red rose on our blind date.
Smooth.
I thought that was really weird.
Really?
You did? Why?
Well, because it shouldn't be a red rose. Red roses are for love.
It's love. Well, he loves spending time. He was loving and having a date.
Did you?
No.
Did you kiss him on that first date?
It could have been a white rose, a yellow rose.
Well, it seemed to have worked out, though, Lonnie.
I can't believe he married you. You're so picky.
I know.
You started in griping on him on the first date. Oh my God! What is this? A red rose?
Next thing you know, you'll want to be a firefighter.
Right, put your life on the line.
That's funny. Hey, did you kiss him on the first date?
I did.
Okay.
Well, then the rose worked.
The rose
Are you
totally
kidding me?
Worked. Yeah.
You ever make him wear his little fire helmet around the house or anything like that?
Ooh, sometimes we should talk about that.
Yeah, though. Girl.
Lonnie, you are delightful. Thank you for being on the show. I hope you have a great weekend, okay?
You do the same. Thank you for all you guys do.
I appreciate you for the call.
Thank you. Very sweet. We're going to get in two more quickly. Bill and Noemi?
Noemi.
Bill and Noemi are going to wrap it up for us. Bill, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here. My son sent a text to you last week about his son calling me Farfar. I don't know if you remember that or not.
No way. Oh, yes, wait. Yes, it was the grandparents' names. What your grandkids call you, right? And you're Farfar because it was Swedish or something?
It's Swedish. You're right. Yes.
I do remember that message.
I lived over there and I thought that was pretty cool to be able to identify your parents' side, you know? Hmm. Here, you call grandma and grandpa, but you don't know which side of the family it was. And when I was younger, I was kind of confused about who belonged to who.
That's a good point.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, so you wanted to fix that, and you're like, call me Farfar.
Yep. And so if somebody is a mother, it'd be Morfar.
Morfar.
So Mor is mother. Far as father.
That's
well,
great.
Look at this little lesson.
It actually makes sense, and it's funny that in our English language or the way that we use it, that you're right, you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
It took me a long time to figure that out, who belonged on what side and stuff.
Yeah. Hmm. What do you do for a living, Bill?
I do inspections on products.
Well, what kind of products?
For product safety. And most of them are electronic products and also fire doors.
Huh.
So I go out and do inspections to make sure they're still complying with the report.
How do you test a fire door? Do you set a fire behind it and shut it?
Boy, they do. When they tested originally, they set it up in a box.
God, I hope it works.
I know. And then you stand there with your arms crossed and you wait for it to come through.
You know, if you walk out and your hair is singed, you know that thing.
Bad just, door.
The thing failed. Bill, we got to run. I hope you have a great weekend. Thank you for, thank you for being on the show with us and have a great day. Okay, buddy?
I just wanted to say one more thing. I've been listening to you before, Jane.
Well, that's a long time,
you go
dude.
Back a long time, my friend. That's well over 20 years ago.
Wow.
Yep.
You're our favorite Farfar. You know that?
Thank you.
Bill.
Radio station. How's that?
You're the best, buddy. Have a great weekend. Thank you for taking the time and being on the show with us today. Do we have the greatest listeners
ever?
Good
guy.
Time for one more. It is Noemi. Hi, Noemi. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
What are you doing?
I just did a test for COVID. I'm a high school teacher. So we just shut down like a couple of weeks. So I have a few cases around my class. So I wanted to make sure that.
You got swabbed? Did you stick that thing up your nose?
Yes.
I hear it's not that bad. A couple people I know had it done. They said they actually laughed. Dom did it. Yeah, you giggled.
I did it.
They giggled through
it. I didn't think it was that bad. Yeah.
Yeah, it feels like sneezing. I mean, when you see the news, I'm from Europe, but when you see the news, the faces of the people is priceless. But then, so you're scared when you arrive and you're like, oh, I'm going to die. But no.
No, no.
Well, so it was explained to me. Somebody who had it done, they said, God, they rammed that thing all the way up into your brain. And so, yes, of course, I'm going through the drive-thru thing thinking, this is really going to be uncomfortable. Now, I'm not going to say it was pleasant, but it wasn't nearly the way people described it. Yeah. There must be there's a bunch of big babies out there. That's what's going on.
I think so. And this is the U.S., you know, they cannot scratch your brain. You will sue them. So, I don't think so.
Right. They got to be careful. They don't jab it up there and get your brain leaking.
Oh, you're adorable. You said from Europe. Where in Europe?
From Spain.
Ooh, what part? Fancy.
I'm from the north, like a couple of hours from the French border. It's like the city is Santander.
Oh, I bet it's beautiful. I've been so many places. I've been to Europe a few times, and I've been to Portugal, but not Spain, and that's kind of next on my list. So you'll have to reach out and give me the tips of the best place to visit. Okay.
Perfect.
Yeah,
I will do that.
And listen, we wish you health and safety as a high school teacher through all of this. Are you? Is it remote learning right now, or apparently not?
Yes. They just told us that that we are going to teach remote all the way till the end of the semester. So I will be teaching from home.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck. I know it's stressful.
It means the world to us that you listen, Noemi. I hope you have a great weekend, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
God, I love our listeners. They're just the sweetest people.
I know. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, we appreciate that, and we will bust out another version of Long Time, First Time, probably in a couple of weeks.
I think so.